thank you all for coming this morning. I know it's a little cool. It's a little bit windy. So we're going to have to fight the wind up here. So if you see us jostling papers around and stuff, we're doing the best we can up here this morning. So, so good to see everyone. If I could get, I'm going to say this twice. I'm going to say it now, and then I'm going to say it when we close service because I know somebody will forget. We need a couple guys to help after service move some pews out of the way because there's a election day coming up, and they're going to be using our fellowship hall as a polling place, which they do every year. But we need to move a few pews over out of the way. There's just four of them. It won't take very long, but I need a couple guys that that can handle that. So,
excluding Mark.
So we don't want anybody to hurt their back. So not calling anybody out. So yeah, we don't want anybody going to chiropractor. You know, to
overlooking a piano bench.
Yeah, yeah. So. But no, we just need a couple extra guys. So appreciate that. I think Jesse's going to bring the announcements. We really had a great day yesterday.
I don't have anything.
Oh, we don't. You don't have it?
No.
Let's see. How's this? Whoa! I had it hit in there. Yesterday was an awesome day. We had our grocery give yesterday morning, and that was so good yesterday. And then last night we gave out candy. And I know that Lee and I, well, mainly Lee, I helped a little bit, but she did most of it. We bagged 250 bags of candy, and at the end of the evening, it was gone. So I know that we had at least 250 kids come through and take candy from us. Man, just awesome to see that. Thank you guys for coming and setting up and going through that effort of decorating. And so that was really good. Kind of gave us a moment of normality. You know, it just kind of felt normal for a while. And so we want to try to keep the kids like that encouraged, you know. And so, but thank you all for coming. And Jesse's going to bring the rest of the announcements, and then we're going to move on into service.
Good morning, everybody. So each Sunday we are having Sunday school for the children from 9:45 to 10:15 on our Sundays that we come to church. It'll be in the basement, church basement, with the CDC guidelines being followed. We are having children's Bible quizzing in the fellowship hall Wednesday nights at 6:30 and Sunday nights at 5. We are still having our Bible studies Wednesday night at 6:30 in the church or Zoom. On Friday nights at 6:30 in the fellowship hall or Zoom. We are still taking donations for new chairs for the sanctuary. If you would like to donate to this, you mark your check or your envelope with chairs so we can get it into the right account. For children workers, there is a modified Spark program on November 7th from 10 to noon. On Zoom, and I believe you can participate here at church if you'd like to.
Or at home.
If you are wanting to donate to the Operation Christmas Child Shoebox, we need those boxes in by November 15th so we can give them to the correct collection site. Happy birthday this week to Lee Wright and Esten Parks. And then our thoughts and prayers go out to the Womack family.
Yeah.
This week, Jesse Wells' grandfather passed away.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you very much. And like I said, it's a beautiful day. God has blessed us for this time of year. I know it's a little bit cool. It's a little bit windy. But, you know, God has blessed us again and continues to bless us with these beautiful Sundays to keep worshiping. And so we're just going to honor him today. Amen. We're going to kind of sing a little peppy song this morning here to get started with, all right? You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. I will worship with all of my heart, and I will praise you with all of my strength, and I will seek you all of my days, and I will follow all of your ways. I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. You alone I long to worship. You alone are worthy of my praise. I will kneel down, hail you as King, and I will serve you. I will give you everything, and I will lift up my eyes to your throne, and I will trust you. I will trust you alone. I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. You alone I long to worship. You alone are worthy of my praise. I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. You alone I long to worship. You alone are worthy of my praise. Amen. If I can turn the page here. Who am I that the highest King would welcome me? I was lost, but you brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Yeah, his love for me. Who the Son sets free. Oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. Free at last, he has ransomed me. His grace runs deep. While I was a slave to sin, Jesus died for me. Yes, he died for me. Who the Son sets free, oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am who you say I am. Who the sun sets free, oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. Amen. 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 Wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend. Who would have thought that a Lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, rescue the souls of men. Counselor, Comforter, Keeper, Spirit we long to embrace. You offer hope when our hearts have hopelessly lost our ways. Oh, we've hopelessly lost our ways. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for. Almighty, infinite Father, faithfully loving your own. Here in our weakness you find us, falling before your throne. Oh, we're falling before your throne. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and praise our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for. Amen. Are your hearts hungering for Him this morning? Amen. I tell you, my heart's just warm today. I know it's cool, but my hearts are warmed, you know. And I think about how great He is and how gracious He's been and the things that He's done for me in my life. And I know He's done for many of you the things that He's done for us that only we know. Sometimes it's those little things that we know. We recognize when God does something for us. And we just want to praise Him and lift up our hearts to Him. And He warms our hearts every day. Amen. If we just stay focused on Him. Not on all this garbage going on around us, but when we focus on Him, man, He warms our hearts. He gives that healing grace, and our hearts hunger for that. My heart hungers for His presence. I love being together with you guys. I say that over and over again. I just love to come and worship together with my church family. But I also love those quiet times when I can just get on my knees and I can just speak to my Father in heaven. And I hunger for those moments when I can just feel His presence. I don't have to hear His voice. I can just feel His holy presence. Amen. In those wonderful times, I just thank again for all who have come here this morning. I tell you, I think Maddie's got a little song for us today if she's ready. Amen. It's always good to hear Maddie sing. Amen.
Until the mountains shake.
Man, God is so good. Thank you, Maddie, for that wonderful song. And God is not finished yet. I tell you, you know, we think that all this stuff that's going on, you know, kind of holds us back, but yet it should set us forward, you know, because God's not finished yet. God's not finished with us yet. Amen. You know, I preach a lot about relationships. Not only with each other, but also, you know, we need to keep a good relationship with our Father in heaven, because when we have a good relationship with Him, it brings good relationships with each other. And it's important that we have a good relationship with each other. But most of all, it's better to have a good relationship with our Father in heaven. In Luke chapter 10, verse 27, it says, "So he answered and said," this is Jesus speaking, "he said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." So this relationship that we have with the Father. You love the Lord. We love the Lord because in a relationship you're supposed to love each other, right? With a husband and wife, you should love each other. You have a good relationship when you love each other. Well, when we have a good relationship with the Father, we love the Father. And Jesus is replying to a question that was asked to him. What's the greatest command? What's the greatest command? He answered and said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength." Well, what's that mean, to love with all your strength? Does that mean just part-time on Sunday or part-time on a Wednesday or just whenever you feel like it? No, that means all your strength. That means every moment, every day. Just to like having a good relationship with a spouse. Love doesn't stop, right? Love is not part-time. Love is just not momentary. It's always, isn't it? It's all the time. But he goes on to say, he's love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. And today I'd like to share with you about God's love. His love to us through His Son, Jesus Christ. Loving your neighbor as yourself, that's pretty important. Love actually is strength. That's a strong point that we have. It's what holds us together, right? When we love someone, that love binds you together. The same with that love between us and the Father. It binds us together with the Father in heaven, our Creator, the one who created us. The more love we give and enjoy, the stronger we are. That's between all of us. The more love that we can share with each other, the more of that relationship grows, the stronger we are together. We become unified as a church. We become unified, and I don't mean it as the Church of the Nazarene, which that's part of it, but I mean the body of Christ. When we unite together in one faith, believing in the, you know, in Jesus, when we come together like that in one accord, man, powerful things happen. Because we're one together. The Bible talks about that. When a husband and wife get married, they come together, they become one flesh. When we come together in a relationship with the Father, we become one with Him. He moves into our hearts and He lives within inside of us, and His Holy Presence is working in us every day. We become one with the Father. So the more love we give, the stronger we are. The closer to God we get, the closer to Christ we get, the stronger we are. every day. The stronger we are in our faith, the stronger we are in our walk, our daily walk with Him. Temptation is just, no big deal anymore, right? Because we're staying strong and close to the Father. There was a commercial that I saw. It was an older woman who was trying to walk up a series of stairs in a big city. There was busy traffic along the streets, and it was really people just running right by. And all of a sudden, this car stops and puts her flashers on, and a young man jumps out of the car and he runs over to help this lady up the stairs. He grabs her bag and he carries her bag and her walker and just helps her right up the stairs. And you could see her say thank you. And when they got to the top, she just blew him a kiss as he walked down the steps and then stopped. He ran back up and he kissed her on the cheek, and then he went on his way. You know, no one knows really if that young man, this is a real story. No one knows if that young man really was a Christian or not. But you know, that's the way God wants us to be. He wants us to have a heart for each other, to love our neighbors as we would ourselves. He was showing strength of God's love. That's what he was showing. The strength of a man or woman isn't seen in the width of their shoulders. It isn't seen in the width of their arms that may circle you. The strength of a man or woman isn't in the deep tone of their voice. It's in the gentle words he whispers through them. The strength of a man or woman isn't how many friends they have. The strength of a man or woman isn't in how respected they are at work. It's in how respected they are at home. The strength of a person isn't in the clothes they wear or the car they drive. It's in Jesus Christ that lies within their hearts. That's where the strength is. The strength of a person isn't how many they have loved. It's in how they can be true to one who loves them back. The strength of a woman or a man isn't in the achievements they have accomplished. It's in the burdens they carry in a day-to-day life for the ones that they love. God's love for you and I is unimaginable, isn't it? It's unimaginable. I can't imagine sending my son to die for somebody who deserves it not. That's what God did for all of us. He sent his son to die for such an undeserving people. We didn't deserve any of it. It's way bigger than I can ever think. That's God. How much love does he have for us? I heard this the other day. It was explained like this. God's love for us is like trying to put all the water in the world in a teacup. That's impossible, isn't it? That's how much God loves us. It's also unimaginable how great his love is, but it's also impossible without his love to imagine his love. I think of a recipe. There's a recipe. It's like making a cake. You have to put the right ingredients into it, right? To have a cake. You know, have you ever watched The Three Stooges? Who here has watched The Three Stooges? I used to watch reruns of The Three Stooges. I mean, when I was young, I still do every now and then. I still laugh. It's funny, isn't it? I don't know what it is so funny about three guys beating each other up, but it's just hilarious. Anyway, there was one of the shows that I watched. They were going to make this, the three brothers posed as chefs. And to get a job at a rich man's home, they had to cook a meal for that man and his guest, and it was a turkey dinner. You remember that one? And if you know about the turkey dinners, there's also the stuffing that they put inside the turkey. And Curly, you remember Curly? Curly was the one who was elected to stuff the turkey. But he had a recipe. He said, get a bowl, which he did. And the first part was two eggs separated. He got the eggs and he put one in each hand and reached as far as he could and separated his hands out. And then he dropped both of them in the bowl. The next part was a can of peas, which he put the whole can in the peas, unopened in the bowl. It was then said to get a loaf of bread and put it in the bowl, mashing it with the peas and eggs. So he beat it up with both hands and put it all in the bowl. He was then to get a pinch of salt, so he poured salt in the palm of his hand and pinched some between his fingers and then dumped the whole thing in the rest of the bowl. It was then said, he was told to put a cup of water in the mixture and stir it. He got a teacup and filled it with water and then poured the water and the cup in the bowl and stirred it. Then he stuffed everything that was in the bowl into the turkey. You know, sometimes I think that sounds silly and crazy. And if you've ever watched the show, it is. It's craziness. But you know, sometimes I think that's how our life is. It's all mixed up. Our recipe's messed up. We're not really following the directions. We're just going on our own way and not really doing it the right way. You know, God gives us a recipe for life. He does. Are we loving ourselves and others, or are we too busy with life that we are missing out on a few important things? You know, sometimes we're way different than others, but that's okay. You know, in Matthew 5:14, it says, "You are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hidden." I remember I shared one time that, you know, I turned the lights off in the church and I had a flashlight. And I turned the flashlight on and I said, you know, wherever we walk, that flashlight dissipates the darkness, doesn't it? We're a light that's seen in a dark place. It cannot be hid. You know, I shared it about a light, and however, it overpowers everything, the light does. Just a small little flicker of light overpowers the darkness. And God said, in the beginning, let there be light. And there was light. So light's important. Just a little flicker of light can light up the darkest moments in our life. That's what God does. He brings light into our life. Even into the darkest parts of our life. I remember when I got saved, it's like he said at that moment, 27 years ago, he said at that moment, let there be light. And there was light in my life. You think about that. The day you get saved, it's like God's creating all over again, a new creation within you, and he says, let there be light. And there's light in your life. It chases the darkness away. It pushes it out. And the closer you stay in a relationship with the Father, the brighter the light is. Amen? I love this wind, right? Amen? God is the light, and He controls the light, and He gives us choices in our lives. We do have free will. We can either seek the light from Him or not. That's the choice that we have. The light's there. The light's always going to be burning. It can't go out. But it's whether you seek it or not. If we remember what we first read in the Bible there in Genesis, God said, let there be light. And if you read the rest of Genesis in chapter 1, you see how important it was that we had light. And before it was over, he created, you know, two firmaments. It was not after the land. It was not before. It was right with its measure of importance. The first thing that he created was light. And just as he has created you, he did so for the opportunity to live a life with you, hopefully, every day. God wants a relationship with you. And just like when he would appear in the garden, he wanted that relationship with Adam and Eve. He wanted to walk, and he walked every day with Adam in the garden. He wanted that relationship. He created you and me in his image. He created man in his image, which, you know, that's interesting, isn't it? You think about that. You know, when we leave this earth, we're just here for a short time, and when we leave this earth, we're going to be with him, in fellowship with him. Man, that's exciting. But as we go through our lives, we have good days and we have bad ones, and we realize that the light may get dark sometimes, it seems like. We go through dark times in our life, but when we focus on him and when we seek that relationship with him, that darkness is dissipated by the light that he gives us. It overtakes it. The light always overtakes the darkness. You know, what I've learned over the years is that when it gets dark, it's probably time to concentrate more on my relationship with Jesus. If my life starts turning towards a dark place, that means I need to get closer to God. And when I start seeking him more, and when I start pushing towards him, that light goes away, or that darkness all goes away. You know, we all tend to get so busy in our life, with our day-to-day life, that we forget about what goes on in our relationships with the great I Am. We do. We spend so much time, and I know many parents are dealing with kids at home and trying to teach them school and work and do all these things, and I know how busy life can get. But we still have a Creator in heaven that wants a relationship with us, that says, hey, you know, if you'll just come into a relationship with me, I'll guide and direct you. And those times, those rough times that you go through, all those burdens that you think you have to carry, don't worry about that. Just cast them on me and I'll take care of it. That's what I'm here for. It gets so busy in our lives that when we work out our recipe for life, we do things without praying, without thinking, that we throw cans, whole cans of unopened peas into the recipe, and we mix it up, and things get all messed up. It's not right. Nothing's right about it, and we do that. You know that the light that God brings, it's not just to see, but it's to see the true recipe for life and sharing, enjoying God's love in all that we do. It doesn't matter what you do. The beauty of the world he created, even when we're having a tough time, we can see that when we stay close to the Father. Singing songs of praise and spending time in prayer means something when we're staying close to the Father. I seen a young lady Wednesday night. We started singing, and I hadn't even spoken hardly a word. And when we started singing praise and worship, the Holy Spirit came over her, and she was overwhelmed. And she just had to pray. She just had to thank God. Isn't that wonderful? That's a wonderful thing. Being a light in a dark world, we are living in today and tomorrow, and for as long as we are alive here on this earth, that's what we're to be. That's what we're to be. We can get caught up in this political time of year, the pandemic, and all this stuff going on right now. We can get all caught up in that, and it can bring us to fear and anxieties, and it can put us in a very dark place. But I'm telling you, if you just keep focused on the light, if you just keep focused on our Heavenly Father, all that stuff won't matter. I just want to share God's love with everyone. I want to be that light. And it's really simple. The recipe for that is one part light, one part God, and one part Jesus. It's as simple as that. And the last part, which is the Holy Spirit. That's what it takes. It takes God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit working within us, and it produces a light that can be seen like a city sitting on a hill. And that's who we are. I'm a child of God. That's who you are. That's who I am. We sing that song. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. But you are a light. You're like that city that sits on a hill that is bright and shining, that the whole community can see you because of the Father, the Jesus that lives inside of you, the Creator, the one that the day you gave your life to Him said, "Let there be light." Amen. I want to be a light to this community, don't you? I want to be the light in a dark world that we're living in today. Every breath that I take, every day, I want to thank the Father in heaven for all of the things He's done for me. And I want to shine bright for Him. Today, I want to, as you leave here today, I want you to think about how bright your light is. And the recipe in your life, is it His recipe? Is it your recipe? I want to share that with everyone that I meet today and tomorrow and the next day until the end, until the time that God takes me home. Are you the light of the world today? I want this church to be the light of this community. Amen. I want people to see this glow that only comes from the Father because we're staying close to Him, because our focus is on Him and not the world. Not all this garbage that's going on around us, but because we're focused on Him. So I challenge you today, come into that relationship with the Father in heaven. Read that one more time. Love is actually our strength. Remember that. This is what Jesus said. You should love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you. Lord, I know I've had my times in my life where my light's not shined very bright. But that wasn't your fault. That was my fault. Because I walked away from the light. But Lord, I never, ever want to walk away from the light again. I want to stay in the brightest part of it. I want to stay right next to the source. And that's you. So Lord, I pray today that let this church be a glowing light in this community, showing your love. The love that you can only bring, that imaginable love, unimaginable love that you have. So Lord, I just praise you. Bless us today as we honor you in all the things that we do in our life. We praise you. I thank you again in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you again for coming this morning. And beautiful day that we've had and have. And I look forward to Wednesday. Remember, Wednesday night, and I look forward to every time we get together. So, but again, I'm going to mention I need a couple guys that is willing to help me move some pews here right after church. So thank you all. Thank you all again for coming, and have a great and wonderful, blessed day. Amen. We'll see you.